Ford's Theater, where President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in 1865, is one of Washington's most popular tourist attractions. As many as 30,000 people visit it each week. But it remained closed for 2 weeks during the government shutdown, until a private donation allowed it to reopen, to the relief of Debbie McSpadden.
We're very happy. Anything we can see in town right now that's open, we're excited about, because there's not much we've been able to do.
Tourism is Washington's number one employer, according to Mayor Vincent Gray. He says hotel bookings were down by more than 8% in early October compared to last year, costing the city $2 million in lost revenues. Restaurants suffered a double blow during the shutdown, with both tourists and furloughed employees of the U.S. government, Washington's number two employer, staying away. Mayor Gray says the federal government is key to the well-being of the Capitol.
Well, there's no question that the federal government continues to play a huge role in the economy of the city.
When the government shutdown forced the city to stop paying health providers under the federal Medicaid program for low-income patients, Stoddard Baptist Nursing Home worried about how long it could continue to operate. Its president, Steve Nash, says they anticipated running out of money to pay staff and suppliers.
If it continued, it was going to be a serious trickle-down effect and really cause a disruption to our services. And so we're thankful that it has subsided, but again, we're very concerned about when we're going to receive our payments.
Nash says he's preparing his staff and vendors for the possibility of another shutdown in 3 months.
This may be the way business goes in the government for a while. So we have to plan accordingly and talk to our vendors and make sure they understand, talk to our employees to make sure that they understand there may be delays in the future if this continues.
Nash and Mayor Gray believe the best solution to D.C.'s budget worries would be to make it America's 51st state. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.